early in the morning, I mean, the Minister of Interior was quoted as saying that 9 people lost their lives, 3 from the regional capital, Sikansol, where Mr. Sonko is the mayor, and 6 other people in Dakar, in various regions in Dakar. But the worst incidents happened at the University of Safe and the Job, especially the School of Journalism has been completely destroyed. Classes have been set in fire, restaurants, vehicles, and everything. So the damage is quite massive.
I saw a picture of it. In the picture, I see smoke from tear gas during the clashes with the police on that street. And is it called Sheikh Anta Diop University?
Yes, that's the Sheikh Anta Diop University. And in fact, one police officer was even among those who were killed. He was pelted with stone, by angry rioters, and he lost his life. So, until this morning, there was some demonstration, but as people were preparing to go to the mosque, now everything returned to, calm. But just a few minutes ago, not far away from where I live, I just got, reports that there are people, some youths, angry youths, in groups have started, burning tires in the Skermasar in the outskirts of Dakar.
I take it that the worst of the protests are happening at places like the university, and the youths are upset because Mr. Sonko's followers, were they mostly young people?
Exactly, and he got a large followers from the young people, and majority of them are at the university, and elsewhere in Sikansol also they have vandalized so many government buildings, they have destroyed so many government vehicles, and a lot of damage was caused yesterday in Sikansol, also in Saint Louis, and also in Cairns. So it was quite spontaneous that it was everywhere. But then this morning, the minister said that it was not only, the popularity of Sonko that was, he said that, these are group of, organized crime, bandits, because among those arrested, he said that people were arrested with automatic rifles, you see, very dangerous weapons, and most of them were in wheels. They never wanted their faces to be identified. But so far, according to the report, the police have arrested so many people within Dakar and in Casamance as well.
As you know, the court sentenced Sonko to 2 years in prison. He didn't attend the trial. His lawyer has said that the warrant had not been issued for his arrest. And he also said that with this verdict, the authorities want to prevent him from standing in the next presidential election. So is that what people are upset about?
Yes, I interviewed some people. They said that, this trial is all a kind of joke, because for 2 years, so many people, have been waiting, and then Mr. Sonko was, the allegations were that Mr. Sonko was alleged of rape and death threats. But at the final end, they don't know even what they have, brought, the charges they brought, corrupting young people, which is not many. So many Senegalese even cannot understand that. Even there are so many, Senegalese journalists, even they have problem of even trying to explain what the charges against Mr. Sonko, the new charges against Mr. Sonko, in which he is condemned to 2 years imprisonment.